This is Weekend Breakfast.
Bachelor, early on this week, the Honey Badger, of course.
Amazing. What a finale.
Well, not saying yes to either of the ladies at the end, deciding that he's not ready to commit yet.
Then why go on the show?
Well, easy. Hold fire there. They say you can't judge a man until you've walked a million miles in his shoes, which is why we've got Maddie J, who'd been there and done that last year. If anyone can answer the questions we've got, it's Maddie J. Get around him.
Lazy, how are you? Tanya?
Very good.
Can I just say it's an absolute honour to be on your show for the very first time, actually.
Oh, yeah.
He's making his debut this morning.
Where are you, by the way?
I've gone into another room. Laura's in bed.
Ooh.
And I'm at home.
Are you just rubbing it in that you guys are still together? You've mentioned her real quick into the chat. Still with the girl I picked on the final. Remember me, Maddie J?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I even feel bad. I feel bad kind of being out in public with Laura because it's just like rubbing a bit of salt into the wound for the honey badger.
It's good. This gives us faith in the system still that there can be a reality show where love blossoms and lasts the test of time, because sometimes they don't get there, sometimes not even to the final episode.
What did you make of it?
It's hard, isn't it? Because everyone wants to watch that fairy tale ending. It's like, you know, that bar has been raised so high by the likes of, you know, Tim and Anna and Sam Schnez. But it's kind of like watching a footy grand final and it being a draw and there's no winner.
Yes.
And you walk away feeling empty and didn't really get what you want to get from it. And so I kind of understand that everyone now is pointing the finger at Honey Badger and going, you did this to us. Why? Give us an answer. And he's not even here to give us an answer, which is the most frustrating thing.
Mm. It really is. It's so annoying.
So Maddie, in those kind of, say you found yourself in a similar position, and when do you sort of have to have the chat with the producer saying, hey, look, guys, I'm really not feeling it? And then a second question would be, and since I'm not feeling it, can I go to Papua New Guinea and just do the Kokoda Trail and mail on the press?
Well, it's kind of, the conversation with producers, it's pretty fluid all the way throughout.
Yeah.
And maybe about the midway point, I remember they came to me and said, like, hey, you know, just to let you know, there is no wrong or right decision. You know, if you don't want to pick anyone, that's totally fine as well. As long as you are happy, that's the most important thing. Do what's right for you, not for the show, for the girls. So remember that.
Mm.
So that's kind of drilled into you pretty early on.
With the, like, okay, so you obviously, where did you go on your finale? Thailand? Were you in Thailand for your finale?
Yeah, Thailand was my finale, yeah.
When you're there, do you already know who the winner is?
It's really hard because you kind of almost separate the two relationships. So when I was with Laura, I was just with Laura. And then when that relationship would end and I would say goodbye to her, I would then kind of go to my other relationship.
She who may not be named.
Yeah. But then you only kind of like make that call. It's like, I don't know, here's an analogy. I like food analogies. You've got like a steak and a schnitzel.
Both great.
There. And you happen to have both of them right there in front of you, and you only kind of make that decision right at the very end, and it's right at the very end that you realise you've got to kick away the schnitzel and have the steak.
But that's
is that real? Like, did you seriously not have? I would have thought that you knew almost Ep 3.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to put all your eggs in the one basket, you know. You definitely, there's people that you meet in the real world, and initially you think, wow, they're amazing, they're so good, they're really confident. And then as time goes on, you go, actually, I didn't really like them. And that confidence was more arrogance than anything else.
Yes.
So with Laura, there was never any issues whatsoever. Every time we were together, it was better and better. But I was conscious of the fact that I don't want to put all my eggs in the one basket and disregard everybody else from early on.
And that's great that you found your medium rare steak in Laura. You said you had the chicken parmigiana as well that you could have easily chosen. I mean, there was probably a third runner-up. There was the potato gratin, the vanilla creme brulee in number four. And there's pretty much 25 great meals to choose from.
Mm.
And so it sounds like, you know, say Laura never existed and was never in that thing, you probably could have chosen someone else, which I think is why it's so crazy that the Honey Badger,
couldn't
he had 25
choose-
and he still couldn't find one.
Yeah, like I think a lot of people kind of are thinking that and going, hey, why didn't you even at least just give it a shot?
Right.
Why didn't you just give it a chance? And I guess the only defense to that would be Honey Badger knew that these girls were so in love with him that he doesn't want to lead them on when he's not 100% committed to that relationship and he's not feeling the love.
Mm.
So I guess trying to defend him, that is what he was thinking.
That's all I can think as well.
Yeah.
But still, but I wanted ending.
Like, I know, and even like, I'm like, Honey Badger, like, just postpone the Kokoda track. Like,
right.
Why do it right for the finale? I'm like, come on.
Yeah, Honey
Badger, the track will always be there. Come
on. So true. But I think he's doing like a tell-all interview, like Blake Garvey style on the Sunday Night Project. And I will be watching that.
Very good. Thank you, Maddie J, so much. Yeah, for getting us up to speed. The man who's been there. Best of luck.
Congratulations on still being in your relationship.
Yeah, well,
flaunting it on the air this morning.
Good stuff.
Thanks so much. Cheers, guys. Have a weekend.
You too, bye.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Here with The Bachelor. That was all that was happening all week, wasn't it?
So good. Yeah,
everyone's news feeds, all gossip in the office. Oh, what's going to happen? What's the big twist? What's the decision? Ooh.
P.S. Nick Cummins spoiled every office sweepstakes.
He did, didn't he?
Bang, gone.
I know. Well, apart from everyone who pulled like Vanessa Sunshine and all the people that got eliminated first week, what a classic reboot for them back in the sweepstake raffle.
But if you don't know what happened, I mean, it was a double whammy.
Yeah, so we'll just play one of them because it's pretty much the same thing. But this is so
it's rinse and repeat.
The runner-up. I mean, they're both runners-up in the end.
I like you a lot, Sophie. Yeah. And when I say those three words, the I love you bit, you know, I want to mean it with all my heart. I am not able, with all my conscience, to wholeheartedly commit to you right now. At this time, our journey comes to an end.
Brittany is amazing. So, I wish you both the best of luck.
Well, fun fact, Brittany got dumped too.
Oh.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, social media erupted.
Mm-hmm.
It
was my favourite. I was waiting just so I could get online and read what everyone had to say about it.
Tweets, Instas, Facebooks, the whole lot.
What do we got?
Oh, goodness, man.
Honey Badger, more like no oney badger.
Now, that's good.
That's good.
That's smart one.
Good luck with your book. The only people that would buy your silly book is your family. At least you're a bit rich now with all the ads and endorsements and the title of most hated man in Australia after Scott Morrison. Lol.
Oh, tried to get a political joke in there. Good on him.
Honey Badger, more like no oney badger.
Now, I just like that. I played that twice.
Yeah.
And celebrities on Bachelorette and Bachelor on TV shows.
Oh.
What was the first bit? No what?
Celebrities.
No celebrate.
Spelled celebrities wrong. I mean, classic.
I am outraged that The Bachelor didn't choose anyone in the finale as opposed to what you are meant to do, which is you're supposed to choose someone and then dump them 3 months later via press release after you've been invited to all the races at the Marquee on race day.
That is a good point.
WTF, what a waste of my time. I've heard rumours he is getting married, though. Cass would do it in a heartbeat. Australia has been ripped off. I, for one, want a refund for wasting my time and the girls.
Oh, imagine if Channel 10 had to refund everyone.
Nick's not Cummings anytime soon.
Oh, I reckon he is, though.
Yeah, I think so.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
How do you deal with the telemarketer? All right, because there are people out there that are too nice for their own good. Butter wouldn't melt in their mouth. And sometimes, like you, I mean, no one plans to have a conversation with the telemarketer. Sometimes they'll strike at the worst of times. 5:30, dinner with the family.
Always.
Yep.
They made that illegal a while back.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember they always used to call when mum was putting up dinner. She got three kids and she was like just swearing at them.
Mm. Well, they're getting very smart these days. Very, like, so sometimes, like, the phone will ring and then you'll realise you'll say hello and then a second later you'll hear a little... And you're like, okay, now all of a sudden I've called the telemarketer.
Oh, is that what that noise is?
Yeah, it's like it's registered the hello, so then all of a sudden they get put through to a telemarketer.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of ways to skin the cat, and no one enjoys the telemarketer. So I know people that they're too nice. They just cannot hang up. Like I
can't hang up.
No. Well, I get lured in by the private number. I know 99% of the time it's going to be a telemarketer, but I'm too curious.
Me too.
I'm like, I might have won a competition.
Same.
Might be a long-lost father.
Yes.
Who knows?
I'm always lured in by the number as well.
Yeah, I have to answer. And then once it's telemarketer, I'm happy. I've got to a stage in my life where I'm like, mate, no chance. Sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. See you. But some people, they just can't. Sorry, I've got to go. I've got to go. They can't push that red hang-up button.
But sometimes, you know, what they're telemarketing is something that you are considered you're interested in anyway, and you're sort of like, give it five. What's the deal? Exactly. And sometimes, you know, like I don't work full time, so sometimes it's nice for a chat.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, maybe we could just help Tanya hang up on telemarketers.
It's tough.
It is.
You know what else is hard? When you see people in the street and they go, hey, do you want to donate to this? And you're like, no, that's worse.
Yeah.
Because at least on a phone, you can anonymously hang up.
Yep.
But in real life, when they're like, hey, do you want to donate money to the whatever? And then you're like, no, you look like a real jerk.
These are big traps. I think Seinfeld probably has the creme de la creme on how to deal with them.
Tell me what?
Well,
I'm sorry. Excuse me one second. Hello?
Hi. Would you be interested in switching over to TMI long distance service?
Oh, gee. I can't talk right now. Why don't you give me your home number and I'll call you later?
Well, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I guess you don't want people calling you at home.
No.
Well, now you know how I feel.
Yes. Yes, Queen. Yes!
Shut it down. That is brilliant.
Yeah. Good, isn't it?
Yes.
I'd love to know on 131060 other people's ways of dealing with the telemarketers.
Yeah.
Or to go one step better, an ex-telemarketer who could tell us how to grind your gears the most.
Yes, but also, can I throw something in there? I'd like to know how to do it delicately and politely and respectfully.
Oh, by all means.
Your eyes say otherwise than your mouth.
Yeah. Politely, of course.
Great radio, Tanya.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
How do you deal with telemarketers? We're all getting them, and they're becoming more rife, more tactical. I'd say so. Plenty of private numbers, and I'm afraid to admit it, but sometimes I'll have more private numbers call me than actual friends.
Oh, my God. Because we work in radio as well.
Yeah. And you never know. The curiosity gets the better of me. I was like, no number. Who's this? Some hottie who's got my number from somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, Prakash.
Yes.
And so, like, I've got to that stage where I just don't really care anymore. I'll be like, yeah, sorry, mate. All right, thank you. Bye. Got to go. See ya. Mm. And that's the end of it.
Do you feel bad? Sometimes I feel bad.
Not anymore. Mm. It's a journey through life. You change. You know, like the evolution of man, how it was like ape and then he's sort of like grown his little hands and then it's a human.
Yeah.
Like I've evolved.
But I'm older than you and I still feel guilty because I feel like that's their work. They get rejected all the time. It must be hard on their psyche.
Yeah. It's so true. It's different people with different personalities and different stages in their life. Like, and yeah, you get sucked in by the telemarketer
sometimes. Too much empathy.
Yeah.
And I'm the reason that these people make money because I'm like, oh, I will throw you $100,000. Yeah, because I have $100,000.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out what the best way is to deal with the telemarketer. Is now fantastic for you to get any insiders or just any tips in general because there are people out there that haven't reached that stage.
Like me.
Where they can guilt-free reject a telemarketer. Jamie in Queensland, what do you do?
Hi, good morning, guys. Good morning. I pretend that I'm 16.
Oh, you pretend you're underage, yes.
Yeah, and I can't pay for anything. I'm like, oh, wow, sorry, can't get a new electricity company, can't pay for it.
Oh, my God, that is brilliant.
This is good. I mean, it will only work for certain people with 16-year-old voices.
Yeah.
You do have a very youthful tone.
Yeah.
How old? How old are
I'm
you?
I'm 21.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Yeah. I mean, that's a ticking time bomb strategy. You can't be pulling that out when you're 70 years old. I'm still 16,
yeah.
love.
Yeah, but telemarketers might not be around.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll just take the money straight out of your account.
That'd be true. Jordan, in Victoria, how do you deal with telemarketers?
Hey, buddy. I just tell them I don't have an Australian passport and they can't deal with you at all because you're not an Australian citizen.
Oh.
Is that a rule and regulation, is it? I guess so.
Yeah. So you just say that, they'll just hang up on you and you probably won't get a call again and just add them to the auto-reject list on your phone and then that's it.
Immediate blacklisting. That's great. Yeah. That's the goal.
That's good.
That's the goal.
And you can be polite. You're like, sorry, I'm not Australian. I know I sound it, but my passport's... Whatever.
I'm just saying from South Africa. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, plus, you can play the accent game.
Oh, the accent game. Yeah, well, that's right fun. Up your alley, Tanya.
It is right up my alley, despite a drama degree. No idea how to do an accent.
Brooke in Queensland, wrap this up on 131060. How do you do with telemarketers?
So I just go, let them go for about a minute, and then I go, oh, yeah, can you just hold on for 1 second? Put the phone down, walk away, cook your dinner, do whatever you want, come back in 10 minutes. They'll have given up.
That'd
be a magical 10 minutes just frying away in the kitchen. Sort of keeping one eye over there, just seeing whether. Has anyone still, like, you know, you've come back 3 hours later, Prakash is still there? Go, hello?
No, never.
Never.
They always give up.
Foolproof. Oh, well done.
Yeah, I still like the passport one.
Yeah, I bet you do with the accents.
No, I'm not Australian.
Oh,
what
gracious.
Accent was that?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I had the best long weekend. P.S. How annoying is it the fact that it's not a long weekend this weekend? It's so disappointing.
Yeah, I didn't experience
weekend
last weekend either.
Sorry.
So,
I lived my best life. I went out to Griffith, which is super regional New South Wales.
Oh, yeah.
It's a town of 30,000 and it's 80% Italian.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't walk. I ate so much gnocchi. Like, I couldn't walk. You know, they go, one bowl's fine. I go, I'm competitive. I'll have two and I'll have dessert. Am I lactose intolerant? Absolutely. Will I have something heavy cream? Absolutely.
Wow.
But out there, this is really cool zoo. And I was so excited to get to this zoo. My experience started really, really well, ended really, really badly. So at this zoo, there's every kind of
animal. Griffith Zoo, is it?
It's called Altina Wildlife Park. It's actually a privately owned animal park, I guess. But it's got everything. It's got like 700 lions. Got six. Well, it's got six lions.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half out of Griffith. Oh, no, about 40 minutes out of Griffith. Yeah. What else? It's got wombats, hyenas. P.S. Fun fact about a hyena, the males give birth.
Do they really?
Through their man, well, they're actually a woman with a man part.
But it can't, yeah, wow.
And they give birth through the man part.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Like a really big, fleshy kidney stone.
Yes. And a lot of them die because it gets infected. Anyway, fun fact. I love animal facts. But I saw this, you know, the monkey sort of enclosure. And you know when you make eye contact at a zoo or an animal park and you're like, oh, my God, we're making a connection. This is so great. We made eye contact. And it smiled at me. And then I saw that it had a little, well, it was excited.
Oh, no.
It was a male.
Oh.
You say, oh, no. I say, celebrate, because I felt like I deserve this. What is this? Is this monkey magic? I had the best moment of my life because I was like, I've still got it. You get to 32, I'm almost 33. You know, I'm not feeling my best. I put on a bit of weight, but I thought, I'm tanned. I've got my hair recently done. The greys are gone. I deserve this. I deserve this. And I walked away just feeling great about myself, walked past the wombats. Hey, boys. And I said to the zoo instructor, the, you know, whatever they're called, zookeeper, I just experienced something great. I just had a little monkey moment. And he goes, oh, no, they just live like that. That's how they are. And I was like, I went from here to here, like zero, real quick. I was so disappointed. But then we got to the rhinos and it all changed again.
This is Weekend Breakfast.